We look left.
Right. Yeah. KSL News time is 8:39. We do have an emergency Triple Team traffic situation brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking, Andy.
It's a crash on southbound I-15, right where I-80-201 and I-15 all come together. It's just before 3300 South. Now, they have just reopened a couple of the right lanes that were blocked, so the crash itself is over on the shoulder now, but where it's located, it's going to keep traffic pretty slow all the way back to the 5th South on-ramp in Salt Lake City. We also have a crash, two crashes in the middle of all of it. Two in the middle lanes, two vehicles in the middle lane near 1300 South. A couple blocks past that, we have some vehicles over to the right shoulder. So it is rough getting out of downtown. And you've got problems on both I-80 and SR-201 approaching I-15, Eric.
Now, if you're northbound on I-15, you won't see any problems in Utah County. But as you get up to Bangor Highway, it slows down. You're going to hit the brake lights as well at 123rd South, 114th South. Finally, start getting back up to speed through Midvale. But then you do have a little bit of northbound slowing as you go by that southbound accident site approaching I-80. Heather?
Things look great on Legacy Parkway, I-215 at the north end in Davis County, as well as U-City 9, and southbound 15 almost back to freeway speeds, but occasionally we're still seeing a little bit of slow traffic between Beck Street and 1100 North. Got migraines? Go to migrainemedical.com. Migraine Medical and Bountiful has a new FDA-approved 15-minute procedure for long-term migraine relief. Go to migrainemedical.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.